Hello?
Hey, Ms. Gardner, how are you?
Who is this?
This is Zach. You talked about you're up on a state drive.
Who is this?
Zach.
Okay.
We talked about your property on a state drive.
What did we discuss?
Just about, you know, how you would, you know, were thinking about selling it at one time.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get enough to get it paid off.
Well, that's why I am calling, is because I think that let me be more clear. I know we can come up with a solution, and I think there is a resolution. So tell me, remind me what your issue you're having is, and tell me, what do you need?
Are you work for a specific real estate company?
The company that me and my partners have are CVA Homes LLC. I mean, we have multiple. We're affiliated with different. We have a lot of different like companies. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But my main goal here is to help you out with this property. If you can ask me any questions you want to know, but, CVA Homes is the one that would be doing this transaction, which, you know, I do a buying for. We are a family here.
Yeah, well, I mean, my issue I had is I owe about $384, and I think the house was appraised at $390.
So you owe $384. And it appraised at $390, and you need to get out of the house, right?
I want to. I want to get out of what the HOA that I'm in.
Okay. And when do you want to do that?
Probably when school closes, because I got a granddaughter that goes to school from this address.
And when is that?
End of May.
So let me just say this. You do have a problem because, one, you don't have any equity. And two, if you sold the property, you'd have to come to closing with money.
Yep, unless I got an off-market buyer, then I wouldn't have to pay all that commission.
So, tell me this, what's your payoff? $384? Or, I'm sorry,
yeah,
what's your
payoff? Yeah, around $384.
What's your interest rate?
I think it's a 6.85 or something, 8.7.
Uh-huh.
It's above 6.5. 6.785,
okay.
Something like that. I don't know.
And then what's your monthly payment?
$26.25.
All right. So...
Excuse me.
Let's see here. Because you had just got the property, too. So, how about this?
I had real estate agents that say they were going to, because of the comparative market analysis at that time, that was going to list me right at $400,395. And,
yeah.
I decided not to sell then. That was last summer.
Also, I'm not sure if you're aware that the has definitely changed.
Yes, it has.
and houses are definitely sitting on the market, and money is more expensive.
Oh, yeah, that's what I know.
So, here, let me see here. So you're saying you'd want to close by when?
End of May.
May. Hey, do you mind if you turn that down? The thing is, I think I might be able to help you out, but I really need to know some numbers, and it's really hard for me to concentrate. And
go ahead.
I apologize, but I'm trying to help you out here, and I think I might be able to, you know, I probably can, but I just need some. Just give me a second. Hang on. Thank you. And thank you so much. All right. So that. So what do you want to? You just want to walk away from the property? Is that what I'm hearing? Do you have you have a place to go?
I would be willing to rent for a year or so, and reuse my VA loan, our VA loan, and purchase
so you,
again.
So you'd be able to you'd be willing to rent it back out. Like if we take it over, we rent it back out to you.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, hang on.
I know rents are crazy now.
No, I mean, we wouldn't make it more than the mortgage. Let's see here. Hang on one second.
Like I said, you know, I would rent somewhere else. I don't think I'd rent in here because that's the whole idea. I'm sick of this HOA.
No, but I'm saying, what do you mean you're sick? You're sick of that. So you're just tired of the HOA.
Yeah, I do not care to be in here much longer than I have to. Goes up every year and they ain't doing a thing for you.
Right. Okay, so I mean, let's see. Do you have a mortgage statement that I could like verify some of this information if we are to do it? I mean, also if we are to do it, which, you know, can you send me that mortgage statement real quick?
I don't have one available at the moment.
Okay. Well, hang on one second then. All right, so how much do you, so you said you owe how much?
Probably about $384.
And then your total monthly payment, I'm sorry.
Yeah, $26.25.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously you've done your homework. You know that you would lose money on this.
Yep.
You just want to walk away from it. Is that you just want to walk away and be done with it, and so you can move, right?
Yeah, buy something else.
Buy one?
Buy something else.
Okay, so... What about the house you not like?
Oh, like I said, I'm just tired of this HOA. I just don't want to be in this HOA no more longer than 9.5 years.
Okay. So, all right. So, I mean, let's say we're willing to do it and take it, you know, as is. And we can close, you know, you said 30 days. Is that what you said?
Yeah, end of May.
Okay, so 05/24.
Yeah, I would like to get my granddaughter to school.
Okay, so 05/30/24. Are you sure you don't need any more time than that?
Well, that's when school ends. Now I need time to find a place. So,
okay.
You know, maybe
how about let's just say this. Closing shall be on or before or a reasonable time thereafter if seller needs extra time to
Can you send me a little information about your company? Email
yeah.
me or whatever?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay. I can read over it.
One second. So do you want to, do you have, to the best thing I could do is type in, send you the address or the web address. That'd probably be the best thing to do. Can I send it to this number that we're talking on?
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a second. So 804-475-2891. So I just sent you the link to our website, and also I want to send you something else. Did you get that?
To my phone?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think so. Let me look again.
I heard it. Vibrant.
Okay, yeah. We buy. We www.forest.buyhouses.com.
Yep. And then
I thought when I see these places like this, they be looking at rundown homes. My rundown.
No. Well, I mean, we buy all types of houses. So,
I mean, this is a very sought out community. It's just that it's not for me anymore.
Well, look, we are very familiar with the property, and that's the only reason why, you know, I'm interested in it. Anyway, also, if you look at the mission statement, that tells you exactly, you know, what we do and how we operate. So if you want to look at that while I got you, that would be nice. That way you can understand.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to click on the link on it, on this link. You sent something, a letter just now. You want me to read that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your name again?
My name is Zach. So we're a family business, and I do all the buying for my uncle.
So who is Forrest McGee, owner?
My uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, he's my uncle.
Okay.
I've been working for him for a long time, put it that way.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Family business.
Well, it's better than working for your dad, that's for sure. I'm being honest.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I was thinking we were stuck. I was thinking we were going to get out of here. But I had a guy, a real estate agent with Exit Realty, call me a couple of last weekend, said he had a couple of off-market buyers that may be interested in the property, and he was going to call me back and set up a time to come see me and then set up a time for them to come view. And I'm thinking he was supposed to be calling me back, what's the day? He said around...
Never called you?
No, he said it'd be around the end of the month, so...
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, we want to buy it. You know, it's not going to cost you anything. We pay for all closing costs, and you know, we're going to take it as is. So, you know, don't do any improvements or try to mess anything up. Now, may I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
We buy a lot of properties on a daily basis. Do you have any issues going forward? It's just a one-page agreement saying that we're going to buy it as is for, and you know, basically the present value of your loan, and you get to stay there for till what? January, March, April, May, June. What, June 1st? I think we said. And
they give me time to save some money so I can have my my first month's rent security deposit for my next place.
What's your email?
Rock, R-O-C-K, 12465.
12.
Verizon. Yeah, 12465. At Verizon.net. Wow. Kind of like a little strap for cash because... to help my son through college, and my daughter expecting her another baby, and she ain't worked since October, so all my extra money's been going toward paying help her take care of her kids and bills.
Right. So
I would definitely have to get some money.
So go ahead.
I would definitely have to have some money to make my next move, you know, my first month's rent, security deposit.
Okay.
How
about this? Look, we will. So what is that, like a couple grand?
Up here, probably about 4,000 because all the houses up here going for like $1,500 to $2,000. rentals.
My uncle's going to kill me. Hang on. One second. All right. So my uncle, he's not happy, but he's willing to do, he's willing to do it, and he said that he could help out with the moving costs.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I'm just doing my job, and he's just putting, so here, I'm going to send this to you. Just tell me if you have any questions.
Okay, come to my email.
You should have it right, hang on. Yeah, send it. All right, can you tell me if you received it?
Nothing yet. Last email I got was 6:30.
Rock12465.
Yep, at Verizon.net.
All right, refresh it. It should be from Forrest McGee.
There you go, it just came in.
Okay.
You just requested.
Do you want me to explain everything, or do you want, how would you like to read this? Because some people have questions, some people just need.
I mean, what am I signing already?
Everything that we've talked to, of everything that we've talked about, you know, we're going to take over the existing mortgage, we're going to make the monthly payment, and then my uncle, which he, I muted you, but he, I got off the phone with him and said that you needed some money for closing. He says I'm too nice, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just doing my job here. That's all I can say. So, we're buying the property as is. You want to close on, let's see, 3/20/24. It says that's when we can close if you want, or anytime after. Says the buyer makes.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, I would have to get somebody to look at these docs before I sign them.
Okay. Are you? Well, I mean, we pay for all of the attorney costs, so I mean, he can represent both of us, and it's a conflict of interest because one, it's a well, it's illegal. So, you know, we're not doing anything that we haven't discussed. I mean, also, you know, I can understand that you would want to, you know, take your time on making a decision. But the thing is, it's not up to me. My uncle is impatient, put it that way. And he, first of all, since we're giving you money and we have to pay for closing, and this is just, I'm just telling you this because this, he tells me this every time. He basically only makes this, you know, like, since we're giving you money, he's like, he basically had, you know, he's like, look, if she doesn't want to do it today, we're giving her money and we're solving her problem. He's like, if she doesn't want to do it, then she doesn't want to do it. So that's, you know, that's kind of where he's at. So I can't guarantee you anything. I can guarantee you what we talked about because he told me that today. But other than that, I can't guarantee anything. You know, and I'm just being honest. I don't, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help you out. And I can help you out. But at the end of the day, I work for him.
Seller's existing mortgage. Now, how the hell is that? The seller's existing mortgage will remain in effect until the maturity date of the loan. The property is resold or the buyer chooses to refinance. The buyer will own the deed to the property upon purchase. The buyer agrees to maintain the mortgage in good standing. The seller agrees to provide the buyer with online access to the mortgage account. Why would I agree to give you access to a mortgage account where it won't be my account anymore if you're buying it?
Well, that's just standard paperwork. You're not going to need to after it's closed. That's just standard. We have to be able to verify that what your information is, like the payoff, is you're giving us valid information. We're taking you at your, so we have to protect our end too. So, you know, you say that you owe $384. We haven't seen any of that documentation. You know, we're covering our end and I want to help you, but that is the reason why.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't sign anything today because I don't sign docs that I'll get my sister-in-law to look at. She's a retired judge, a retired lawyer.
Okay. How about this? Is there any way we could send it to her tonight? Because, like I said, I just want to help you at the end of the day. It doesn't matter. I get paid here regardless, and I'm just trying to help you. So I get paid regardless, honestly. I don't have any reason to lie to you. Would she be able to look at it tonight? Because I can't guarantee you that $2,500.
What do you want her to look at? What you sent me?
Yeah, just because basically here's the thing. My boss, he's my uncle. Family's family. I think you understand that, you know. But I work for him, and he's not as nice as a guy as I am. And you know, I guess that's all I will say about that. Like, he's offering you $2,500 tonight. He's basically saying, like, look, I'm willing to give her time, but we're at the end of the day, we're helping this woman out, you know, and. You know, that's the deal. Is he's willing to come out of his pocket $2,500, which he's also paying. That's not even including paying closing costs. So $2,500 is going, and he's paying all closing costs. So you're gonna walk away with nothing. So the reason, I guess. Point is he's being, you know, in his vision, he's being extremely fair, and you know, he's just asking for the same courtesy back. If we're gonna make it, you know, we're gonna do it. And also, He's a real estate agent. We hold a real estate license. I don't know if you see that or not, but this is a, he holds a salesman license in the state of Virginia.
And what's your name?
My name is Zach.
What, Zach?
Yes.
What's your last name? Because my sister-in-law is a real estate agent in Richmond.
Okay.
She know y'all.
Well, I'm not a real estate agent. I told you that before. It's
what's
under,
your last name?
Weatherspoon.
Weatherspoon.
Yeah.
And that and the other guy's your uncle.
He's not my blood uncle, but yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just, it does, blood doesn't make you family, put it that way.
Mhm. How'd you get my number?
Well, you filled out a form.
Where I filled a form out at? Because I don't remember filling the form out dealing with y'all.
Well, you filled out a form on our website, and, we talked before, and I have it documented here.
I don't even remember that.
Actually, we, hold on. Yeah, we've been trying to reach out to you since actually February 20th, but you haven't answered the phone. We've actually been, and I have it all pulled up here, we've been trying to actually help you or, talk to you at least. Because, if you read part of our mission statement, that's what we do.
Owner of CVA companies. What does CVA stand for?
Central Virginia.
Oh, okay. Central Virginia companies. Huh. And y'all located in Richmond?
Ashland.
I've never heard of y'all.
Well, to be honest, we're not a huge company. I mean, you got these people like We Buy Ugly Houses.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, they don't, for one, well, I don't have anything bad to say about them. My boss will not allow us to work with them for integrity reasons. That's really all I can say.
And what's y'all's website?
It's Forest Buys Houses. I texted it to you. Did you get it?
Okay, it won't open up on here. I got to actually type it in. All right, well, let me look at all this and talk to my sister, see if I can get her input on this.
All right, and at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help you out. He is a nice guy, and he has integrity, but he's not patient that way. He doesn't need this. And he's very stressed. And he says, look, if we're...
he might not need it, and I don't need to move. I want to move. Put it that way.
Right. Well, and you don't... I guess his thing is he's offering the money. And I know you probably don't need the money, but that is a nice gesture, in my opinion. But you know what? This is between y'all, and would you be able to get back to me by tonight? That way I can at least try to work something out.
I would have to, talk to my husband, too, when he's not home from work yet.
Okay.
Can't make this decision. Let me reach out to my sister-in-law, and let me see if I can forward her your email and let her look over this stuff. Can you just send me a copy of a contract? Because I got to click on this to agree to even see it. I can't send it to her like that because she can't see it.
So here's what I'll do.
Okay.
What's your sister? You want me to send it to your sister?
No, what you just said that I'm signing without this.
You look when you click. start signing, that doesn't sign it. It just allows you to review it.
I understand that, but I want to be able to print this stuff off.
And what? Yeah. So if you click that,
I want her to be able to print it off without signing it.
You'll be. I promise you. If you click, you know, I agree, start signing. You'll be able to print it. You'll be able to view it, and then you won't sign anything until you actually click your signature.
Just like doing this stuff the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I get you. I hear you. Were you able to open it up at least?
Yeah, I was able to click on something. EDOC Forrest McGee at Forrest SCA is inviting you to participate signing. Sorry. See, why can't I just see some docs without signing, you know? I don't want them in this dank on
all. All right, listen, I'll send them to you, PDF version, no problem. But
right,
all I'm saying is, if you'll hear me out, just so you'll learn for future, did you open the email so far?
Can you send to me PDF, please?
Absolutely.
And let me get to her before she won't be up, because like I said, she's a retired judge and 70 years old. She don't stay up late, but I'm gonna get them to her. Give me an answer back tonight.
You know what? I really appreciate you, because I don't think you. Well, maybe you do. I should never assume anything, but no one ever gives me that kind of courtesy, and I appreciate that. I got your email. Hang on. If you'll just bear with me, that way I know you get it on the regular email.
I'm waiting.
Okay, thank you. Coming to you, right? Let's see here. You want me to send it to her email too, or you can forward it?
I don't know. Give me my heart. Just send it to me, and I'll pull her. I'll just forward it to her when I type initially, and it should pop up.
Okay, I just sent it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now,
you wanna call me back?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get a hold of her.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.